Welcome to a deep dive into Oracle Telematics. You guys sent over a ton of really fascinating material for this one. Tech specs, app descriptions, even some real-world examples.
Yeah, it looks like you're trying to figure out how this tech can be used to actually help people.
Yeah.
You know, not just what it is.
Exactly. And from what I'm seeing, it looks like Oracle Telematics is a hardware and software system mainly for their X-generation compactors.
Right. And not just new machines either. You can actually retrofit it onto older X-generation models, which is huge because it means companies that already have compactors don't have to buy all new ones.
Oh, that's really smart. Okay, so this system is gathering all kinds of data from these compactors, location performance, even stuff like oil temperature. How do you even use this information, though?
Well, there's two main ways. There's a mobile app,
yeah,
if you need to check something quickly, and then there's a more comprehensive web portal if you want to really dig into the data.
Makes sense. So if I'm out in the field, I can use the app to quickly check on things, and then when I'm back in the office, I can use the web portal to do deeper analysis. That's really convenient.
Yeah, they've made it so you can access the data pretty much anywhere, and I think that's really important because the amount of data this thing tracks is pretty impressive. You've got machine status, production details, even transport tracking.
Wait, transport tracking? What do you mean by that?
So let's say you're hiring someone to transport bales. You can actually track their routes and timings using Oracle Telematics. I was talking to a farmer who used it to prove that a contractor wasn't delivering his hay on time. You know, hard to argue with the data.
Wow, that's way more useful than I thought. So it's not just about the compactor itself. It's about the whole logistics operation around it. This is getting interesting.
It is. Yeah. And that's really just scratching the surface. Let's actually take a look at the Oracle Telematics app and some of its key features.
Sounds good. What stood out to you?
One of the first things you see is the fleet overview. It gives you a real-time look at the status and location of all your machines. You can even see things like the PTO status.
PTO status? What's that again?
PTO stands for power takeoff. Basically, it's a shaft that transfers power from the engine to another piece of equipment like a baler if you're using the compactor for baling. Knowing the PTO status lets you know if that attached equipment is working properly.
So you can tell at a glance if the compactor is running, if it's plugged into power, and if the baler's active. It's like having eyes on your entire fleet, even when you're nowhere near it.
Exactly. And they've even added little things like being able to change the nickname of a machine, which might not seem like a big deal, but if you have a ton of compactors, clear IDs can really prevent mix-ups.
Okay, so you can track location, PTO status, nicknames. Mm-hmm. What else can you do from this fleet overview?
Well, you can get directions to a machine's location. You can share that location with someone else if you need to. And you can even prioritize machines in the list if you have a really large fleet. It's all about giving you control and flexibility.
All right, let's talk about the actual performance of the compactor. How do you keep track of that?
The production statuses feature is where you go for that.
Yeah.
It's basically a dashboard for your compactor's efficiency.
What kind of data are we talking about here?
You've got interactive charts that show your production over different time frames, like today, the past week, even the past year. You can see the total bales made, the total weight, and even the average maximum and total weight values for specific periods.
Oh, wow. It even tracks the percentage of time the compactor was in different states, like running standby, powered off. That could be really helpful for figuring out why you might be having downtime issues.
Exactly. Let's say you're a plant manager and you notice that production always seems to dip in the afternoon. You can check the data and see if a certain machine is going into standby mode a lot during that time. Maybe it's a maintenance issue. Maybe the operator's getting tired, but now you have the data to investigate and figure out what's going on.
That's what I'm talking about. You're not just looking at numbers. You're using the data to actually improve how things work.
Yeah. And speaking of improving things,
yeah,
the messages feature is really interesting for preventative maintenance.
Remind me what that one does.
Imagine you get an alert on your phone saying that a bearing in one of your compactors is overheating. Now, you can send a mechanic out before it totally fails and potentially save yourself a ton of money in downtime.
Wow. So you can stop problems before they even happen. That's a game changer.
It really is. And then there's the reports section, which I think will be really helpful for plant managers and accountants.
What kind of reports can you generate with this thing?
You can create reports on specific activities, bale counts, total weights, even those feed nutrient parameters we were talking about earlier.
Hold on, feed nutrient parameters. What does that even mean?
So if you're using your compactor to bale livestock feed, this feature can actually track things like the protein and fiber levels in those bales. It's incredibly valuable for anyone working with livestock feed because it lets them make sure the nutritional content is consistent.
I had no idea you could get that specific. So a plant manager could pull up a report that shows exactly how many bales were made during a shift, their weight, and even their nutritional content. That's insane.
It is. And think about the accountant. They can use these reports to make sure invoices are accurate, keep track of production costs, and even show clients exactly what they're getting.
So it's not just designed for the person operating the compactor, it's for the whole team.
Exactly. And that brings us to the question of who else can benefit from Oracle Telematics.
Well, we already talked about the plant manager and the accountant, but I'm also thinking about the mechanic. With all this data, they can go from just fixing things when they break to actually preventing those breakdowns from happening in the first place.
Imagine being able to diagnose a problem remotely just by looking at the error messages coming from the machine. That's a whole new level of efficiency.
And it makes the mechanic's job so much easier, too. They can show up with the right tools and parts and get everything fixed quickly.
And don't forget about the customer. Sharing reports with them shows them that you're being transparent and that you care about giving them the best possible product.
So I could send a report to my client that shows them exactly how many bales I made for them, the quality of those bales, and even the nutritional content if it's feeds. That's amazing.
It really is. It's about using data to provide real value, not just collecting it for no reason. Now, with all this data being shared, it's only natural to wonder about security and control.
That's a good point. I'm assuming they've thought about that.
Oh, yeah. One of the best things about Oracle Telematics is its granular access control. You can decide exactly who sees what data based on their role in the company.
So the operator might only need basic information while the plant manager can see everything. It's like controlling the flow of information to make sure everyone has what they need, but not too much.
Exactly. And speaking of organizing information, they've also got these really cool features called activities and tags.
All right. So once we know who can see the data, let's talk about how it's organized. What exactly are these activities?
Think of them as separate work periods. The system automatically keeps track of them based on things like breaks and baling changes in location, even notes that the operator enters.
So instead of just having a constant stream of data, it's broken down into manageable chunks that make sense. That's really smart.
And here's where it gets really powerful.
Yeah.
You can add custom labels to those activities using tags. It could be the client's name, the quality of the bales, really anything you can think of.
Okay, so let's say I'm baling hay for different clients throughout the day. I can tag each activity with the client's name, the type of hay, even the specific field it came from.
Exactly. And then later on, you can pull up a report that shows you all the bales you made for a specific client, their quality, and even the field they came from. It's all right there.
Wow, that's incredibly powerful. I'm starting to see how this system could completely change how we manage and analyze compactor operations.
It's all about turning data into information you can actually use and giving you the tools to optimize your entire operation.
This has been really eye-opening. We've covered a lot of ground, but there's still so much to explore.
You're absolutely right. We're just getting started. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll go even deeper into some of the more technical aspects of the system and answer some more of your questions.
Wow, we just finished diving into some of the core features of Oracle Telematics, and I have to say I'm pretty impressed.
It's amazing how much information this system can capture and organize.
It really is, and what's even more impressive is how they've made that data, you know, accessible and easy to use for all these different roles. We've talked about plant managers, accountants, mechanics. They can all benefit from this.
It shows you how data can really bring different departments together and, you know, help them all work better together.
Right. It's not about collecting data just for the sake of having it. It's about using that data to actually make better decisions and, you know, improve every part of how your compactors work.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so valuable. It's not just about reacting to problems when they happen. It's about trying to prevent those problems in the first place.
Like those real-time alerts we were talking about, if you can fix a potential issue before it becomes a huge problem, that's huge.
Think about it from the mechanic's point of view. Instead of getting called out in the middle of the night to fix a breakdown, they can use this data to, you know, schedule maintenance in advance.
That saves everyone a lot of time and money, not to mention stress.
And being proactive like this goes beyond just maintenance. If you analyze the production data, you can spot patterns and trends that might, you know, suggest you need to change things up a bit.
Like we were saying, if a plant manager notices that production always dips at a certain time of day, they can use the system to figure out why that's happening and maybe fix it.
Maybe they just need to adjust the break times or, you know, rearrange some tasks to make better use of the compactor's capacity.
So you're not just fixing problems, you're actually making things more efficient.
Exactly. And the thing that really impressed me about Oracle Telematics is how much detail it goes into.
It's not just like basic information. They're tracking all these different parameters. I mean, some of this stuff I wouldn't even have thought of.
like those feed nutrient parameters we talked about, being able to track things like the nutritional content of the bales is a game changer for anyone working with livestock feed.
I was blown away by that. It's like having a lab built right into the compactor.
It gives you so much more control over the quality and consistency of the feed, which ultimately leads to healthier livestock and, you know, a better product.
And think about the marketing potential. Being able to show clients exactly what's in their bales, that's a huge selling point.
Shows that you're committed to quality and that you're not hiding anything.
All right, let's talk more about those reports. The reports feature in the app seems super versatile.
Oh, yeah. You can pretty much create a custom report on any aspect of your compactor's operation.
So if I'm a plant manager, I could create a report that shows me all the bales produced by each machine during a specific shift, the average weight, and any downtime that happens.
Exactly. Or if you're an accountant, you could generate a report that tracks the total weight of bales for each client, makes invoicing super easy.
And you can export those reports as PDFs or Excel files, so it's easy to share them with whoever needs them.
They've really thought about making this data useful in different situations, whether it's for internal records, sharing with clients, or even, you know, providing documentation to regulators.
And being able to share reports directly from the app through email, that's so convenient.
It just makes things so much easier and faster.
Now, we've been talking a lot about the app, but let's not forget about the web portal.
Right. If you prefer working on a bigger screen or you need to do more detailed analysis, the web portal is perfect for that.
So basically, you can access the data and manage your operations from your phone, your tablet, or your computer.
They give you the flexibility to work however you want.
Okay, let's get a little more technical for a minute. We know that you can retrofit Oracle Telematics onto existing X-generation compactors, but what does that actually involve?
Basically, you have to install a hardware module on the compactor. Mm-hmm. It's what allows the machine to collect and transmit the data.
So it's not just like downloading an app?
Not quite. There's an actual installation work that needs to be done. But the good news is Oracle designed this hardware to work perfectly with their X-generation compactors.
And then once the hardware is installed, it communicates wirelessly with the cloud platform, right?
That's right. And that's where all the data gets processed and stored and made available through the app and the web portal.
It's really amazing how all these different technologies work together.
It really is. And it's what makes Oracle Telematics such a powerful and complete solution.
Now, with all this data flying around wirelessly, I'm sure some people are worried about security.
And they should be. But it's clear that Oracle takes data security very seriously.
What are they doing to keep the data safe?
Well, first of all the data transmission is encrypted. They use industry standard protocols.
So even if someone manages to intercept the data, it'll be completely unreadable without the decryption key.
Exactly. Plus, they have very strict access controls.
Like we were talking about earlier, you can control exactly who has access to what data.
And those same controls apply to the web portal as well. So you're always in control of who can see, edit, or share sensitive information.
So it sounds like the data is pretty safe with Oracle Telematics.
They've made it very clear that data security is a top priority, which is reassuring for any business.
Now let's talk about cost, because that's always a big factor when you're considering new technology. Do we have any idea how much Oracle Telematics costs?
Unfortunately, that wasn't included in the materials you sent.
But I guess we can make some educated guesses based on what we know about the system.
Sure. I mean, it's probably safe to say that the cost will depend on a few things, like how many compactors you need to equip, whether you need help with the installation, and the level of support and training you want.
There's probably an initial cost for the hardware and installation, and then maybe some ongoing costs for data storage and software updates.
That's probably right. But the important thing to remember is that you're not just paying for technology. You're investing in something that can save you money and make your business more profitable.
That's a good point. We've talked about all the potential benefits of Oracle Telematics. You know, things like increased efficiency, reduced downtime, happier customers, and the ability to make decisions based on actual data.
All of those things can have a direct impact on your bottom line.
So even though there's a cost to implement this technology, you have to look at the big picture and see what kind of return on investment you can get.
And in today's world, if you don't keep up with the competition, you're going to fall behind.
Oracle Telematics gives you the tools you need to stay ahead of the curve.
It's not just about keeping up. It's about getting a real advantage.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, but I'm sure you still have some questions.
Of course, there's always more to learn.
In part three, we'll tackle some of the most frequently asked questions about Oracle Telematics.
We'll cover things like trial periods, customer support integration with other software systems, and a lot more.
So stay tuned, because we're going to go even deeper with this fascinating technology. All right, so We've spent the last two parts really digging into Oracle Telematics, all the features, the benefits, even some of the technical stuff. But I'm sure some of you still have questions.
Of course, it's a pretty complex system. So let's wrap things up by answering some of the most common questions we hear about Oracle Telematics.
Okay, great idea. First up, is there a way to try this thing out before you buy it, like a trial period or a demo?
That's a really good question, and while the materials you sent didn't mention any specific trial programs, I think it would be worth contacting Oracle directly.
Yeah, it can't hurt to ask. They might have a demo program or maybe a limited trial so you can get a feel for it before you commit.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, here's another one we hear a lot. What happens if you run into a problem? What kind of support does Oracle offer?
Yeah, tech support's important, especially for a system like this. You don't want to be stuck with a problem and nobody to help.
Exactly. We don't have specifics, but I would assume a company like Oracle would have some sort of customer support.
Right. I mean, it would be kind of weird if they just sold you this high-tech system and then left you to figure it out on your own. They probably have a support team you can call or email, or maybe even a knowledge base on their website.
Yeah, you can check their website or contact their sales team to find out more about that. Okay, here's a question from one of our more tech-savvy listeners. Can you integrate Oracle Telematics with other software systems?
Ah, the integration question. Good one. It really depends on what other systems you're using.
Right. Not all software works together, but some companies do have APIs or, you know, integration options so their systems can share data.
Exactly. I would say check Oracle's documentation or talk to their technical team. They should be able to tell you more about what they offer.
Good point. Okay, let's talk more about the data itself. We've seen those basic charts and graphs in the app and the web portal, but are there any more advanced analytics tools?
Oh, interesting. Yeah, the materials didn't really go into detail about that, but considering how much they emphasize data-driven decision-making, they probably have something more advanced.
Right, maybe they have tools for like predictive modeling or trend analysis. It could be included in the base package, or maybe it's an optional add-on.
It wouldn't hurt to ask, all right, what about businesses with multiple locations? Can you manage compactors in different geographical areas with Oracle Telematics?
Absolutely. That's one of the best things about a cloud-based system. You can access it from anywhere as long as you have internet.
So it doesn't matter if your compactors are all in the same city or spread out across the country, you can manage them all from one place.
That's right. The app and the web portal give you a single view of your entire fleet.
Okay, last but not least, the question that's probably on everyone's mind, how can this system actually help me make more money?
I mean, that's what it's all about, right? And as we've seen, Oracle Telematics gives you a lot of ways to improve your profitability.
We talked about efficiency, identifying and eliminating bottlenecks that saves you time and money.
And then there's preventative maintenance fixing problems before they become big, expensive disasters.
And don't forget about the customer being able to provide those detailed reports, builds trust and loyalty.
When you put it all together, you have a more efficient, more competitive business. It's not just about saving money. It's about making more money.
So while there's definitely a cost involved, the potential return on investment is huge. It's an investment in your future.
Exactly. In today's world, data is everything. And Oracle Telematics gives you the power to use that data to make smarter decisions and run a better business.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about Oracle Telematics, the features, the benefits, the technical details, and we even answered some of your questions.
We hope this deep dive has given you a good understanding of this system and how it can, you know, revolutionize your compactor operations.
Remember, knowledge is power, and now you have the knowledge to make informed decisions about your business.
So go out there, explore the possibilities, and see how Oracle Telematics can take your operation to the next level.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries.
It's been a pleasure.
That's a wrap.